the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. During this month of Sha'ban, the month of Almighty Allah's mercy and pleasure, we will try to offer a glance into some of the passages of the whispered prayer of Sha'baniya, or the so-called Munajat Sha'baniya. Thank you in advance for staying with us. We'll be back again after listening to some parts of it.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Ilahi, كيف أنقلب من عندك بالخيبة محروما وقد كان حسن ظني بجودك أن تقلبني بالنجاة
In this part of the whispered prayer, we read, إلهي كيف أنقلب من عندك بالخيبة محروما وقد كان حسن ظني بجودك أن تقلبني بالنجاة مرحوما. My Lord, how can it be that I return from you with disappointment and deprivation? For indeed, my beautiful opinion about your generosity was that you shall reserve my fate by saving me mercifully. How critical and important is this entertaining a good opinion of our Lord. This is what has been repeated throughout this munajat and what will be repeated afterwards. Using this secret, you can save yourself, preserve yourself from all kinds of destitutions, and you can achieve really high positions, and you can get close to perfection. This is the base level of reaching all different kinds of ma'rifah, and this is the pillar of tawakkul and reliance on the Almighty Allah. This will make us reach the state of calmness in this life and hereafter. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is reported to have said, when one hastily prays to Allah and then goes away, Allah the Almighty, the Majestic says, does not my servant know that I am the only one who fulfills the needs? The supplicant, the true servant, should never despair of the Lord's mercy. Since we have previously discussed this entertaining a good opinion of the Lord, let us approach this topic from another aspect. All human beings by nature are prone to committing sins, and they will never reach that state where they can truly be grateful of the mercies of their lords. We can explicitly understand that from the words of the infallibles and the Prophet ﷺ, when he says to the Lord, مَا عَرَفْنَاكَ حَقَّ مَعْرِفَتِكَ وَمَا عَبَدْنَاكَ حَقَّ عِبَادَتِكَ. We haven't recognized you truly. We haven't worshipped you as you deserve. When this is the state of the best creation of the Almighty Allah, the best kind of human being on earth, what shall we other human beings do?
Alhamdulillah, we have been given the blessed opportunity of witnessing another month of Sha'ban, which is the month of Allah's mercy and pleasure. حَفَفْتَهُ بِالرَّحْمَةِ وَالرَّضْوَانِ. Allah has covered this month with His pleasure and mercy. I thought it might be good to have a little introduction to Munajat al-Sha'baniyya. The late Imam Khomeini, in many places on several occasions, emphasized on this Munajat. And in one of his sayings, he said that there are many important mystical points that one can understand from the Quran and whispered prayers of Imams. And then in particular, he mentioned Munajat al-Sha'baniyya, and he said philosophers, mystics may be able to understand some aspects of these whispered prayers. But if someone wants to really understand, must be a person who has himself achieved a high level of closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that he can have a taste, he can have an experience of what he says. In another place, the late Imam Khomeini said something very important. He said, this Munajat al-Sha'baniyya is one of the whispered prayers that if someone pays attention to it and follows it and reflects on it, he can reach somewhere. He can achieve some levels of perfection. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us in this month of forgiveness and to be pleased with us in this month of pleasure. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us, our families, our community, all humanity with His pleasure, with His reward, with the coming of Imam Mahdi ajjalallah ta'ala farajahu sharif, with forgiveness, with being able to remain always on the right path.
The late Imam Khomeini alayhi salam says in this regard, "Oh, human beings, you are really poor, you are really weak, and you have to know that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is a person that has known the Almighty Allah better than all other human beings, and his deeds are the most valuable deeds on earth, when such a person says, مَا عَرَفْنَاكَ حَقَّ مَعْرِفَتِكَ, what can we, the weakest creatures, do? We have been headstrong, but yet we know that our deeds are nothing with respect to that of A'immah and the infallibles and Rasulullah. That is why we say, كُلُّ عَمَلٍ تُرِيدُ بِهِ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلْ فَكُنْ فِيهِ مُقَصِّرًا عِنْدَ نَفْسِكَ. When you are obeying the Almighty Allah, because He has said so, you should blame yourself even in that kind of deed. فَإِنَّ النَّاسَ كُلُّهُمْ فِي أَعْمَالِهِمْ فِيمَا بَيْنَهُمْ وَبَيْنَ اللَّهِ مُقَصِّرُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ عَصَمَهُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ. Because all of the people are incomplete in their deeds except the one Almighty Allah saves. So among these imperfections and disobediences of us, what keeps us hopeful of the mercy of the Lord is that entertaining a good opinion that He will treat His servants mercifully, that He will forgive the sins of the servants, and He will accept all our deeds and worships, even though they're not complete. And this kind of approach, this kind of perspective, will eventually lead us to the station of mercy. And this is the secret that has been emphasized in our traditions. We are highly recommended not to rely on our actions, our deeds, because we can never worship Allah as He deserves. Take a look around yourself. How many of the mercies and blessings of the Almighty Allah can you count around you? And how many of them you neglect? you walk past them without even considering how your life would be without these blessings of the Lord. That is why we have to say, "My Lord, how can it be that I return from you with disappointment and deprivation?" وَقَدْ كَانَ حُسْنُ ظَنِّي بِجُودِكَ أَن تَقْلِبَنِي بِالنَّجَاةِ مَرْحُومًا. For indeed, my beautiful opinion about your generosity was that you shall reserve my fate by saving me mercifully. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان والعالم يقول لك احبك يا شعبان شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان والعالم يقول لك احبك يا شعبان والعالم يقلك يا حبيب شعبان بجمالك شعبان شعبان يا شعبان يا شعبان أحبك يا شعبان يا شعبان أحبك يا شعبان